6. Contacting Bill. Mulder, April 2171. Poseidon. Subspace Communications Universal Transceiver. Kind of forced, but we had a tradition, going back to Faith, of bad acronyms. The radio transmission from Bill contained a complete set of plans and operating instructions. So, I built the scut from Bill's transmitted plans, and now I was ready for the magic moment. I just hoped it wouldn't blow up. I flipped the switch, and the console immediately started scrolling information. Sol, Epsilon Eridani, Alpha Centauri, Omicron Squared Eridani. I followed the menu prompts and registered myself on the network, then selected Epsilon Eridani and pressed Connect. The transmitting icon came on, and I began to speak. Hi, Bill. This is Mulder out at Eta Cassiopeiae. I found Bill popped into my VR. Hi, Mulder. How's Trix? Holy. I was speechless. It was just under 20 light years from here to Epsilon Eridani. Yet this was Bill sitting across from me in my VR. Bill laughed. It never gets old. Welcome to BobNet. Instantaneous communications across interstellar space. He waggled his eyebrows at me in our standard Groucho Marx impersonation and took a sip of his coffee. I nodded slowly in appreciation. And is that your standard entrance? Oh, hell yes. And I'm keeping track, notches on the holster and all. We both laughed, and I materialized a coffee of my own. This was huge. Real-time communications changed everything. No more decades-long turnaround times for communications. So, anything interesting here? Bill waved his coffee in a vague, out-there gesture. I think so. We have a colonization target. It's not ideal, but I don't know if you're in a position to be picky, or if we even need colonization targets. Did Riker find anything? I pushed a file towards him. Bill went into Framejack for a moment while he absorbed the contents. When his avatar unfroze, he looked pleased. Not bad. I see your point, though. Colonists would have to establish a space presence immediately. Still, to answer the question, no, we're not in a position to be picky right now. And yes, Riker found something. Check out his blog on BobNet. We spent several more seconds getting caught up, and I promised to read all the blogs. Bill gave me a wave and popped out. Well, that was interesting. It appeared I should put some effort into preparing this system. The standard plan was to have a supply of refined metals available in orbit when the colonists arrived, and I'd have to ride a bestiary with detailed information. Some of the creatures in-planet were truly impressive by any definition. The Kraken, especially, needed an entire chapter of its own. Time to buckle down and get serious.